Welcome to the Wine Cellar Hall. This hall is designed to look as it did in the 15th century, with a large central table, substantial oak barrels lining the walls, the first distiller, and other implements. Clay and glass vessels stored essential oils, dried herbs, powders, roots, and perishable ingredients necessary for making medicines. Nearby are scales, herb cutters, juicers, and presses. This basement room also served as a wine cellar, where special types of wine used in medicinal tinctures and mixtures were stored. Thanks to thick stone walls that protected against temperature fluctuations and constant coolness, it was an ideal place for long-term storage. The absence of direct sunlight and good ventilation helped prevent spoilage, preserving the wine's taste, aroma, and healing properties. Wines have been used for healing since ancient times, with many medicines incorporating them. They were prepared from various grape varieties and other ingredients. For example, quinine wine was used to treat malaria during epidemics. It was infused with cinchona bark, the same quinine still used in medicine today. In the percolators located here, plant extracts and tinctures were settled. Medieval alchemists constructed distillation apparatus to obtain alcohol, which was called wine spirit, because it was derived from wine distillation. All substances that evaporated were then called spirits, meaning ghosts or souls. Hence the name spirit of wine. At that time, it was widely believed that alcohol was the most potent medicine, which is why it was called aqua vitae, water of life. The 13th century philosopher and theologian Raymond Lull described several methods of preparing strong alcohol, asserting that the latter has the ability to restore, at least temporarily, youth to the old, and is the ultimate comfort for the human body. Spirits can be distilled from various raw materials through the distillation process. Fruit distillates produce Calvados, Slivovitz, and Rakia. Grape distillates yield cognac, chacha, and brandy. Rum is made from sugar. Grain spirits distilled from cereals are used to create vodka, whiskey, gin, and bourbon. In modern folk medicine, there's a method of treatment using wines called oenotherapy. Natural wine has antibacterial properties and contains minerals like iron, copper, zinc, manganese, potassium, calcium, chromium, rubidium, amino acids, and tannins. One tablespoon of dry red wine at night normalizes blood pressure and cardiovascular function, while dry white wine is beneficial for the stomach. The great benefit of red wine is proven, attributed to the presence of grape skins, which contain beneficial antioxidants. In the central niche of the wine hall is the magical mandrake root, a Mediterranean plant from Sicily. It has an astonishing human-like form. Many legends are associated with this plant. God supposedly created this plant from paradisiacal earth as the primordial image of man. However, it was displeasing and discarded. Since then, the mandrake mourns for paradise, protesting when attempts are made to pull it from the ground. Mandrake was most often sought under gallows, where the remains of a hanged body provided the plant with appropriate nourishment. To extract the root, the plant had to be deeply dug around in a circle. A black dog was supposed to pull the mandrake from the earth by a rope, because the plant screams with a voice that kills whoever hears it. Thus the dog would die, and the root would remain in the witch's hands. Indeed, the mandrake root is a poisonous plant containing psychoactive alkaloids which, in increased doses, cause hallucinations and a narcotic effect. However, as Paracelsus said, everything in nature is poison. Only the dose makes the poison imperceptible. Therefore, in the correct pharmaceutical dose, the mandrake root has a beneficial medicinal effect. Its ingredient is even included in medicines for respiratory diseases. Our tour concludes here, a journey through an atmosphere that preserves the spirit of past centuries. And at this table, the true magic of traditional crafts and masterclasses will now come alive, to which the museum cordially invites you.